USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A month after they were approved by the U.S. House, House impeachment managers delivered the two articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate yesterday after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formally signed them. House managers will now return to the Senate today to exhibit the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell describes the oath that members will then be taking later today.
Then the Chief Justice will swear on all of us senators. We'll pledge to rise above the petty factionalism and do justice for our institutions, for our states, and for the nation.
The trial itself will begin on Tuesday. The president of Guatemala says Mexico has blocked a caravan of migrants headed to the United States, saying they would not be allowed to cross Mexico's southern border at Honduras. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The U.S. Senate votes today on a major trade agreement with Mexico and Canada meant to replace NAFTA. The United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, is expected to pass and go to President Trump for his signature. Britain's Prince Harry making an announcement yesterday, the first time he'd been seen publicly since the start of the row over the recent announcement that he and his wife, Duchess of Sussex Meghan Markle, would be stepping away from their duties as senior members of the British royal family. Harry saying the 2022 Invictus Games will be in Dusseldorf, Germany.
In 2022, the Invictus Games will travel to a new country, a new home for respect for our armed forces.
The annual games showcase the talents of sick and injured service members and veterans. The wrestling world's mourning the loss of Rocky Soul Man Johnson. He's died at the age of 75. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For the first time in history, the Pope has named a woman to serve as manager of the Vatican's Secretary of State's office. USA's Wendy King reports.
Francesca Di Giovanni, a 27-year-old professional in the Catholic Church. Pope Francis announced her appointment as Undersecretary for the Section of Relations with States. Di Giovanni has worked in the multilateral sector and focused on migrant and refugee matters in the office, and she specializes in international humanitarian law, communications, private international law, and intellectual property and tourism. The move is in line with Pope Francis's prior comments favoring a greater role for women at the Vatican. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump today is to announce a new federal effort that he says will safeguard students' ability to pray in school. They can already pray alone or in groups at school just as long as other students aren't compelled to join in. And there will soon be two new soda and coffee drinks on store shelves. Coca-Cola is launching three flavors, dark blend, vanilla, and caramel. The 12-ounce cans have 70 calories and more caffeine than regular Coke. It's been a success in Europe, so the company decided it would try it here. Pepsi also announced its coffee cola last month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.